Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, for fans of Fionn Regan, the announcement that he has a new album on the way is really good news indeed. From Bray in County Wicklow, Fionn has been nominated in the past for the Choice Music Awards and the Mercury Prize, and his songs have featured in film and TV, from Grey's Anatomy to Normal People and This Is England. Oh Avalanche is the title of the new album, and Fionn's November tour dates are already sold out. But on Friday, tickets went on sale for further dates in Ireland, the UK and Europe. You're going to give us an acoustic version of two songs from the new album today, Fionn. Thanks so much for being here. We'll chat in a moment, but first, this is Headphones.
Walking with your headphones on, it's a game of half chance, standing in the half light. One day this'll all be gone. There might be a road here, candles on the table, pink flamingos overhead. You know there is a path that goes towards the ocean. I'll wait for the next wave to come in. You'll write my name on your skin before we leave town. What do you do? Walk into the garden, stand there in the sunlight. Close your eyes, it's anywhere. All that old sorrow shatters in the soon air. I'll wait for the next wave to come in. You'll write my name on your skin before we leave town. Years ago, I was walking in the snow towards a light in the distance, and you were there. Walking with your headphones on, it's a game of half chance, standing in the half light.
Fionn, that was gorgeous. Thanks so much. Listen, come on back over to me. Is that song fairly typical of the new album, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. It has a certain sort of minimalism to it, and I think most of the songs on the album are in that vein, you know, where it's the, you know, there's a kind of emptier canvas and you have the vocal and the guitar as the sort of centre of that, you know.
And how do you, it's a couple of years, I suppose, since your last album, but how do you decide which songs, for instance, to put in this new album, Oh Avalanche?
Yeah, it was, with this, it was almost like I was, between the last album and now, like I was writing two books or something like that. I started to write on two pieces of work, and it was like there's a fork in the road where they both meet, and then eventually a new album is built from the songs that sort of gravitate towards each other.
Yeah.
So it seems to in the creative process, it seems to happen sometimes where I start on two pieces of work and then they fuse together at a later point rather than one.
Do ideas come to you all the time and at different times, or do you find certain times you're more inspired than other times?
I think that creative flow or that wellspring of creativity it's a sort of an abundant thing, I think, for everybody really. And there are like a, you know, almost like weather systems where, you know, the clouds come over and you know, you, mm. you know, but it's still there. It's always there. So I think the puzzle is trying to work, find your way. It's like an alchemy to the light all the time, you know.
Do you mind me reminding people briefly of where you got your start and where you think you got your music creativity and talent?
Well, I think the first things that I remember are being very struck by words, you know, like the weight of words, the sort of instant film impact of reading things, you know. And I think that kind of impact that it had on me with reading things, I felt very connected to that straight away, whether it was bits of like James Joyce or Emily Dickinson or poetry, anything that I read, or Shakespeare, stuff like that. Mm. And I think I had a sort of quiet confidence within me, that more like an excitement that I could add something to the wheel of whatever that was. But I think that's like the lightning rod for me, with the, like, remembering the feeling of words, and then a sort of a confidence and excitement about the weight of words and how they fuse together and the balances and how they create sort of a visual impact in someone who's reading.
So interesting. Now, the first set of tour dates, you sold them out. You announced another load of dates on Friday. Will that be solo or with a band? And which do you prefer doing? Or do you like a bit of both?
I think, you know, like a lot of the times for these particular tours so far, I think the second tour that's announced, February, March, I might, for certain shows, bring more sort of collaborators into it. But the first set of shows are more sort of cocoon, like very minimal. And it's about, I feel like there's a sense of wanting to return to some of that real simplicity in guitar and the vocal. And I think it seems to be appreciated from, you know, the echoes from people. People seem to be wanting to hear something quite minimal at the moment. That's the impression I get anyway, so.
Yeah, and gentle. And I notice even talking to you, you're a very gentle person. You were talking earlier about your love of words, and people have described you a lot as a poet.
Yeah.
How do you react?
Well, I think, you know, I think a poet is a whole landscape and lifestyle that is very different. I think in some ways, when you have a melodic gift, that kind of is such a strong current, you know, that kind of sends things in the direction of song. And I think song can have an aspect of lyrical poetry to it. But I think the sort of apprenticeship, or whatever you want to call it, is different in song, you know. So there's different, I imagine with poetry, there is kind of advantages, and then there's other things. And then with music, you have a kind of a different, it's a kind of a different set of elements that you're working with. But I think that most of the things, whether it's like art or film or anything like that, there's always a strong current of poetry within it, you know?
And actually, when I was reading for this interview, a lot of people reference Bob Dylan in relation to you, and you have paid homage to him, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. I some of, you know, Bob Dylan's songs are, you know, I mean, he's like a, you know, sort of unparalleled masters, you know, like a luminary beyond, you know, hard to conceive, you know, to get your head around a bit, you know. But I really love his songs, and I always feel a great sense of, with certain songs of his, a sort of command of shifting a person's perspective when you hear it, you know. And it's like that, what I was talking about, that almost instant film quality that he creates, and that lyrical poetry, you know, visual impact.
And as I watch you, I'm thinking, you know, you love so much the music and the words, but what about the business, the music business? I can't imagine you're the kind of person who loves that.
Well, I think the thing about the music, I think if your focus is on the unique aspects of what you do, and you can, you know, find a way to sort of alchemize that and focus on that, all the other things around it, there's an ebb and flow to them. But I think if you can accept that and that you're committed to the journey of that alchemy in song, then the rest of it will, you know, if you can accept that, there'll be ebbs and flows and some things will be easier. So I think it's more in a sort of abstract way that I, you know, have my outlook is on that.
And it's interesting, I think, as well. I mean, obviously management put up some of your music, but you don't bother with social media at all.
No. I mean, when it comes to with music, I like to, you know, like I have my guitar here, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I like to have my guitar. I have paper, pencils, you know, and it's like, you know, I try and keep it simple, simple as possible, you know, with that kind of stuff. And now at the moment, I'm really sort of energized about concerts and everybody hearing the new album and stuff like that, because it's, you know, there's something exciting about that energy, you know.
It's interesting you're from Bray. I always think people from Bray have a great inner confidence or something, or a loyalty to each other. Do you think so?
Well, I think, you know, Bray is, you know, there's a lot of... like when you say the word Bray, I just automatically think of the land, like looking at the sea, you know. I think of the sea, and I think coastal towns have a quality to them. And I think if you grow up by the sea, it's always sort of with you. And there's almost like even within your writing, there's a themes of the water, the ocean, the ships, the ship lights in the storm, you know, that kind of. So I think that is like a part of your you know, writer's spirit, you know.
Tell me about the second song you're going to sing for us, Fionn, today.
Yeah, this song is called Oh Avalanche. And it's the only song on the album that has another person singing on it, as Anna Friel. The artist, actress Anna Friel sings on it. Yeah,
so. You've kept your friendship going with Anna.
And so she sort of brought a lot of magic to that song, you know. So I'm delighted with it, you know.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Well, Fionn Regan, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning. Your new album, Oh Avalanche, is out on November the 1st, and you can catch Fionn on his upcoming tour in Dublin, Kilkenny, Cork, and so many other towns around Ireland. And all the information is on FionnRegan.com. Thanks so much for coming in this morning, Fionn.
My pleasure, thank
you're
you.
You're a joy to interview, and you're going to sing now, Oh Avalanche.
Eyes play tricks, hallucinating, cars roll by, arm in arm. To the storm, summer goes across your eyes. I need someone to help me stand. I keep on falling on the ground. Oh, avalanche! Oh, avalanche! I need someone to walk with me into the light and darkness too. Oh, avalanche. Oh, avalanche. You lost control. Got back up. Summer goes across your eyes. I need someone to help me stand. I keep on falling on the ground. Oh, avalanche. Oh, avalanche. This car keeps on breaking up. I want you to know that I'll wait for you below the avalanche. I believe there's a light that brings good souls together. I believe there's a light that pulls you from the darkness. Eyes play tricks, hallucinating. Cars roll by.
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.